Blog Talk Radio.
Just chop it up, thanks. I'm on live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're waiting on the music to roll. So I don't know if they can hear me or not, but we are on live. So just give us a second, thanks. Hold tight, hold tight. We are paused. You can hear me, woman of God?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Good deal. Good evening, everybody. This is Apostle Crystal Lee. I'm not sure if you guys can hear me because I see a spinning motion going on my computer. Tonight is Faith for Family, so if you hear noise in the background, it is what it is.
Hello?
All right, I'm here. Hallelujah. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Awesome. So we might have music that comes in the midst of me talking because there's a recovery thing that's going on here. There's a lot of spinning going on. So in the meantime, I thank God for being here tonight. This is Apostle Crystal Lee. It's Faith for Family, and tonight's topic is recovery mode. We want to talk about Yah's original family vision. Faith for Family is about bringing the family and the kingdom lifestyle through God's word in power and in demonstration. And we want to promote healing and deliverance for your family tonight. Because we believe that family is a gift of God to get us to perpetual blessing. That's what the family was intended to be. That's what it was all about. And so we want to bring you back to that place. So, again, tonight's topic is recovery mode. And we want to talk about Yah's original family vision. In the midst of that, we'll be sharing some of our own personal experiences in relationship to my granddaughter. My one-year-old granddaughter is back talking about E-I-E-I-O. She loves Old MacDonald. So my mother just put up Old MacDonald on her tablet. And she immediately knows what that means.
Yeah.
And so God wants to put us in the mode where we know what it means when he's pulling something up in us and something has been downloaded. And we have all of the components that we need to really have a successful family life. I tell people all of the time, I don't foresee that it was a problem with my content. It was my context that was all off. So my content was right, but my context was all wrong. And I wanted to have a man of God on tonight, but that didn't work out, so we'll talk about it from a woman's perspective tonight, and maybe next Friday, unless the Holy Spirit changes our direction, we'll have a man's conversation on the line, and we'll get some men on the line next week and have them discuss recovery mode from a man's perspective, what Yah's original family vision is. But tonight, that's what we're going to talk about. So I thank God for you being here tonight. We've been in a series called About That Life, and that life is kingdom family life, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I've got a guest on tonight, Evangelist Lisa Howell Gregg, and a woman of God. Are you here? Are you there?
I am here.
Amen. You
I'm
sound
here.
Wonderful.
I'm
can you
here,
hear me
Papa.
Because I don't have it in my headphones? I need
yes,
to put this thing in my
you.
Headphones. Awesome.
I can hear
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
It's
good
fine.
To have you here tonight. Tell them where you reside.
Good to be
tell
here.
Them where you're located. Amen.
I'm located in Houston, Texas.
Amen. We are absolutely excited tonight to have you with us tonight, and we want to talk about this recovery mode. As I was looking this situation, I've had to deal with recovery mode as it pertains to equipment. And I know the Holy Spirit has been talking to us before about hard resets and soft resets and that kind of thing, and we know what the reset takes. But tonight we want to talk about recovery mode. And if you've ever had to put your phone in recovery mode, it's because it needed to be restored or updated and was unable to restore or update. So it needed to go in a mode where you could do what was necessary to bring it up to the right system update or to bring it up to the right level that it needed to be on. And so a lot of times, because we've been in situations that have taken us out of the proper mode, in order for us to be restored, in order for us to be reset, we have to go into recovery mode so that the work can be done on us. And a lot of times that recovery mode requires outside third-party things that are going on to bring us up to it. Because, for instance, my Apple iPhone, I was having issues with it. It was doing its own thing. I had lost contacts. My God, I had lost contacts and notes and a bunch of stuff. And the only way to really get it to be restored or to go back into a mode of operation or use proper usage was to put it in recovery mode, which is to take it out of its normal place and to put it in a place where I could use something from outside to provoke it to go into its proper setting. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So this is important. And if you've been in any relationships, multiple relationships, you understand this, because what happens is after all of those different relationships, and if you've been here with us on Friday nights any length of time, we've talked about a great many things. There's a plethora of information and a plethora of on-demand stuff that you can go to as we're talking about relationships, divine connection, unauthorized connections, all different kinds of things. And we go into these modes that are outside of how we need to operate. We're not optimally operating anymore. And so we have to go into a recovery mode in order to be restored and to be reset. Now, one of the things that I decided to talk about tonight via the Holy Spirit was what Yah's original family vision was, because we're so far away from the original family vision, we've begun to create our own vision for the family. And I talk about relational vision all the time, because when the Father starts talking about relationship, when he starts dealing with vision, there are three things that are in play. We're talking about a purpose must be defined. We're talking about a process that must be undergone, and then the production of a thing that must happen. So we've got purpose, process, and then production. And this is the thing that God has instituted concerning everything that he's ever created. And if you can follow this divine blueprint, even concerning your relationships, that relational vision will put you in a place where you'll have much success and you'll be less likely to have fallout or failure in your relationships. Now, that doesn't mean you won't have growth issues, and, you know, people have issues where they have to come together and grow, and people are learning at different rates of speed and that kind of thing. But you will always be certain that you're going to have great success if the relational vision is from a position within the beginning God. I know that's what I talk about all the time. That's the foundation of Yah's original family vision, in the beginning God. If you can get that under your belt tonight, then you'll have great success. I'm going to open the floor and let Evangelist Lisa just share some from her perspective, some of the things that I've already talked about, some of the things that I've already shared, how that is consistent with her experience in this hour of her life. Go ahead, woman of God.
In the beginning, God, I think that probably the most difficult thing is when you establish a relationship where you're not in the place with God that you are supposed to be. And so at that point, all of the systems, all of the things that are in your life are out of order. And then you're building on something that doesn't have that sure footing or that foundation of in the beginning God, because you're not in your proper place. And so everything else becomes out of order at that point. And in my personal life, when I met my husband, I was not in the place where I was supposed to be. I had come out of a 30-year marriage. I had lost a son to murder, and I had been moved on my job and put out on the road. So there were a lot of variables going on in my life that had me really sort of holding on while my whole life was, as I knew it, was being completely reset. So at this point, you know, it's hard to make long-term decisions when you're going through so many different variables. So I guess in the beginning, God was always there, but my focus was on all these other aspects of my own personal life that were going on at the time.
Amen. Amen. Now, you know, some things that you said reminded me of this morning's prayer time. And what I want to talk about really quickly is breakthrough, the military strategy for breakthrough. And the enemy has used this tactic on many of us, because as you were talking about a vulnerable place. And when we talk about military breakthrough, that term breakthrough occurs when an offensive force has broken an opponent's defensive line. And then what happens when the defensive line is broken, it rapidly exploits the gap. So what the enemy loves to do is he loves to exploit the gap of our ignorance. You know, that's a weakness
right.
that the enemy exploits, that gap. And, you know, as you were stating, you had a lot of situations going on, and a lot of people are making lifelong decisions in vulnerable places. That's not a place
right.
to make a lifelong decision. That vulnerable place
right.
is a place for you to get in the presence of God. It's a place for you to get in a posture where you can hear. You know, what the enemy wants to
right.
do is he wants to crowd your environment with a bunch of different variables, none of which you are certain of. And then the thing that he's attacking as well is your identity in those moments. It's your identity
right.
that's under fire, because now you're attempting, because you don't know who you are, to attach yourself to places that give you an identity when God has already given
right.
you one. Anytime we are operating outside of our God-given identity, we're then seeking identity to come from another place to establish us or to settle us. This is what the Word of God says about establishment. He said, if you believe the Lord your God, you'll be established. If you believe his prophets, you'll prosper. So everything that we need has already been given to us. We just have to follow the blueprint, follow the principles that have been given to us, no matter what dynamics go with that, no matter what the disciplines are that God gives us to get to the fullness of what he's called us to. We have to put those principles in place. And even when the dynamics change, even when the disciplines change, you remain in the principle place. You remain in that
right.
place. That's actually where the word principality comes from. It talks about a ruler over a principle. And so what God wants to do in this hour is to help you to understand that the only thing that that principality has over you is this principle that it's trying to shove down your throat. And you can make it really easy, or you can make it hard. You can disarm it by not receiving the principle of darkness in this hour. Those rulers or those principles or ideas that darkness is trying to purvey to you in this hour. And just believe God. That's where the establishment is going to come from. Now, I've got my brother on the line, but he acting like he's not going to come on. But I'm telling you right now, I'm going to put him on blast, because anytime I'm on Facebook, I jump on his page. First thing he want to do is, are you available? Now he's trying to act special and act like he can't come on tonight. But that's good. I got you. I got you covered. I had to put you on blast. I didn't call your name, but you know who you are. You know who you are. It's all good. It's all good. Mama is chuckling over here. The mother in Zion is laughing at you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I love you tonight, Apostle Clarence Squires. Yes, I did call your name. Hallelujah. It slipped. Amen. Anyway, he's about bring me on. All right, I'm going to bring him on. Y'all know we only got a 30-minute broadcast, but I'm going to bring him on. Brother, are you on? Are you on? Can I hear you? Testing 1, 2, 3.
Here.
Testing.
I am here.
Love
good
you,
evening,
God.
Everyone.
Love
you,
good
too.
Evening. Good evening.
Absolutely. I know we're on a 30-minute
Brother,
broadcast,
I know you were
but listening. I have to. I was. But before I get into that real quick, how dare you on a national broadcast?
How dare you?
You have no clue.
Look. Listen, I think you've been watching way too many Bill Clinton videos. How dare you? Listen, I know you were listening to us tonight, and I know you got something to say regarding these matters, because all of us have been in positions or in relationships that have been detrimental. You know, environments have been volatile and that kind of thing. But I was talking about that concept of in the beginning God, which is a thing that a lot of believers miss, because they kind of feel like, you know, they can just jump into anything and it'll just work. You know, you could just jump into anything and just make God come in to what you're doing. But I tell people all the time, Apostle, God's only blessing what he's created the boundaries for. He's only blessing the thing that he's instituted. He's not blessing what we want to do. He's blessing what he's created. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so when we seek him first, then all of the things that we need are added to us. When we seek him first, he directs the path that we need to take. And so if you've got something to share, I know you do, just share it with the people of God tonight, because we really want to bring them to a place of power and demonstration in their life in this season.
Awesome. Amen. First of all, thank you for the opportunity. I so enjoy what I heard from my sister a moment ago. I thought what she
yes.
shared was,
yes.
I thought it was relevant to
yes.
what's going on in society today. I'm going to speak from this place, just scatter a few remarks. Yes, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And I think what we have to remember is when God created the heavens and earth that he had us in mind. And
yes,
because
he
had us in mind when he created heaven and earth, you know, the word of God lets us know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. With that being said,
yeah,
before there was a church, before there was a governmental, civic government, there was the family unit.
Yeah.
And so God always has been about a partner, and I say it this way, a partnership for humanity. He's always been in league with mankind to shape creation into the image of his dear son. I believe part of that makeup, the image of his son, is the family. One of the things I believe we have to go back to, we have to go back to the genesis of it all, which you guys have done here tonight, and understand that as the family goes, so does the body of Christ. And the reason why there's so much chaos in Christendom is because the family unit is off kilter. I don't believe in pointing fingers. We like to preach a lot of catchy sermons. Oh, well, Adam was there when Eve did, da da da. However, one of the things we do forget that Eve, although pulled out of Adam, she was created out of the same substance that Adam was. So hear me. So the Ruach of God rested in Eve as well.
Yes.
That's why there was a penalty. So I believe that as we come together and bring foundational truth to a hurt creation, you'll begin to see healing. One of the things that I made a statement on social media. I said that I thank God that I was raised by my mother and father. The reason why I said that, because just because you're raised by both parents, that doesn't automatically mean a recipe for success. You know, plenty of people have been raised by both parents and they stunk it up. But what I was saying was, but however, it brings about a balance. There is a balance there where, well, yes, I have the masculine, but also I have the power of womanhood in my life. And so I don't know why I'm going this direction, because I don't think it's
Oh, you're going in the right direction.
One of the things is we have to heal. We spend billions of dollars on women conferences. Essence spends billions of dollars on sisterhood. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Women are not the perpetrators of what's going on in the family. Whenever you just heal the victim, the perpetrator is let loose to continue its madness. I believe that if we focus on, yes, healing everyone, but if we focus on healing male, M-A-L-E, you will begin to see the landscape change of what's going on in society. It's almost like we send the rape victim to get help, but the rapist, we send 25 years to life. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
The rapist in a penal system where he will come in contact with somebody that's going to be released back into society. So have we really done away with the perpetrator? Or are we contributing to a systematic issue? We're spreading the disease, but we're causing.
Yeah.
So what am I saying? I believe that as we seek God, the Bible says seek, right?
Seek ye first. Yeah.
The kingdom of God. Well, okay, now when we look at king, that denotes male, masculine. Okay, so if I'm seeking the masculinity of God, the masculine side of God, we love to misappropriate scripture where there's no gender in God. But where did man and woman come from? So now, I understand what Paul was saying at the same time. Paul did not say God said. Paul said. So hear me. So now, if that be the case, why do we reference Holy Spirit to he?
Absolutely.
You understand
Holy
what
Spirit
I'm saying?
Is she.
But what,
is she in
but what Satan,
and so
but
is
what
wisdom.
Satan has
so
done,
is wisdom.
But what Satan, right. So what Satan has done, he successfully has omitted masculinity out of every juncture.
Yeah.
Right. In society.
Yeah.
He's causing, and femininity, because hear me, homosexuality is designed to destroy the reproduction of civilization.
That's right.
It's designed, that's what it does.
It's to break down
the
structure.
Two men are not
going
to produce.
You're going right where I was going, Apostle. You're going right where I was going, absolutely.
And I know we're on a short show, so I'm going to back out. I'm going to get out the way.
Yeah.
I just wanted to scatter my 2 cents. Amen.
I appreciate your 2 cents. Look, your absolutely, 9 minutes and 26 seconds.
You bought me
your
in.
Your 2 cents was amazing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's why I brought you in. But you did go in some directions, and you talked about the family being the representation in the earth of the body. And that was the proof, and that was the direction that God desired the whole ecclesia to go in. Without that representation, we don't have an example. You know, the Bible talks about a husband and a wife being an example of Christ and the church in the earth, the Christ and the ecclesia in the earth. That's our example. You know, without that example, we don't know what love looks like. Without that example, we don't understand what reproduction is supposed to be. We don't understand any of those dynamics. So it's important to understand that restoration is what the Father is desiring to bring for the purose of that seed being purveyed properly, the creation multiplying properly. And you talked about seed and eggs, and you were wondering why, but that was a part of what I wanted to talk about tonight. Because like you said, we've isolated both of these things, and so now we just have an, what do they call the clothes when there's no gender on it? They call it, what do they call it?
Unisex.
We got a unisex gospel. We got a unisex kingdom. We got all this unisex stuff, and we've ignored the fact that God did create them male and female, and even though they are one, they have components and parts that are necessary for the whole. Without a seed, there is no baby. But without an egg, there is no child. So the seed and the egg must come together in order for reproduction to even happen. And it's the same thing concerning the family. So I've talked about this before, and this is important that we understand that this thing is two-sided, and we've got to make better decisions about who we're connecting to. Your connections can change your life. Your connections can change your life. And because the enemy has been so successful in the past about separating the male and female component and making sure that, oh, it's no big deal, there's no male and female, that has a particular context. It's not across the board. It is very important, male and female, and those components are absolutely imperative, especially when you're picking a mate, because there are too many feminine males and too many masculine women.
Right.
I'm just saying. The Father had an original family vision, and a part of that original family vision of the family was to create a family that he could perpetuate his blessing through. But what we have done in doing all of these things that have stopped that perpetual blessing, now we're walking around talking about what we don't have. What we don't have is a result of us not following the vision. You know, the Bible talks about my people perish for a lack of knowledge, and without a vision, the people perish. Well, that vision is not your own idea. It's his vision for the thing, the original vision for a thing.
Yes.
That's the purpose. When we get back to the original vision, then we'll stop worrying about what our flesh is saying, what we desire, and we'll understand that in the beginning, he created a thing, and in order for us to understand the original vision to get to the perpetual blessing, we'll have to consult him about it. We'll have to consult him about it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So this is important. This is important, and I'm thankful for the people that are on the line tonight, because I believe that the things that they have shared here tonight have really released a place of transformation for you. If you can hear it, if you have ears to hear it, it'll transform you. And we've got to come out of this place where we keep hearing what we want to hear and doing what we want to do. I want to address that before we get off the line, because there are always signs and signals that the Father's always given us. We're talking about recovery mode. You know what I'm saying? And when we get in recovery mode, the thing that we've connected the computer to or the system to or the phone to, it has to be put in a mode before it's connected to a system in order to create the environment that needs to be created to bring it back into its proper state. So we put the thing in recovery mode, and then we connect it to a system that can download it or update it the way it needs to be updated, but it must be put in a mode. And so the things that you've been through, the processes that you've gone through, they were not to destroy you. They were just to get you to recovery mode so that you could be restored and you could be recovered and brought to your original state. Brought back to your original state. I want to let the woman of God share, because I know she's hearing something really quickly. I'm going to let her share for about 2 minutes, and then I'm going to let my brother close us out. But listen, this is Apostle Crystal Lee. We're excited to be here with you tonight. Tonight's topic is recovery mode, Yah's original family vision. So I'm telling you that now in case when he gets the mic, he don't give it back. It's okay because I love him anyway. So I want you to know how to get in touch with us at Kingdom Ambassadors 247 at gmail.com. If you've got questions or you want to share or you want to connect, you can do that at that place. And you can also find all of us on Facebook. If you find me, you'll find my brothers and my sisters that are here tonight on the broadcast. But woman of God, would you just take 2 minutes and just share what you're hearing the Lord say? Because I'm hearing some things about breakthrough again tonight, and we want to make sure that we at least see breakthrough into their households tonight.
All right. I think that the things that the apostle said bring hope to the fact that God's plan, the original plan, and being reset or recovered to that plan are possible in any situation. I think also what he spoke to will determine in many lives whether recovery is possible or whether the reset has to have a complete system overhaul. There are things that are found when you do not have God at the very bottom, at the center, at the beginning of everything, that sometimes those things are so far left of center that God wants to restore you back to the original you. But then there are things that are able, even though they may not have been in perfect circumstances when planted, they are able to be recovered when put into the place where you're taken outside of your own personal desires and your own personal plan, and the other person in the relationship is taken outside of their own personal desires and their own personal plan, and they allow God to be the personal planner to change and to recover his original plan in the foundation of the family and the home.
Amen. Amen. That's amazing. I love it. Apostle, would you close us out? Share and then just kind of speak a word over the people tonight concerning breakthrough and deliverance and healing for the family unit.
Amen. When we look at breakthrough, healing, and deliverance, I believe they're interchangeable. I believe they function in unison. I want to encourage the people of God to know that while you're breaking through, God is not only healing you, but he's delivering you out of a current thing and delivering you into the hands of not an angry God, but a loving God.
Right.
And so why is he doing that? He's doing that. It's a threefold purpose. I'm only dealing with one. He's doing that so you can reproduce the ability to push someone through their breakthrough, to heal someone, and to bring prophetic deliverance. Deliverance is a forecasting of your destined place. Deliverance is a sign. Deliverance is a sign of you arriving at the place of advancement, the place of fulfillment, and the place, of discovery. So you regain you gain your identity when you break through, because you're just like a butterfly. Each year, the butterfly, hear me, it's the same butterfly, but the butterfly has new wings.
Yes.
You got to understand. It's the same butterfly, but the butterfly each year has a different cocoon. You must go through the cocoon process life.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is this. Nobody sees what's taking place with you in your cocoon place. Don't come out of the cocoon too soon.
Yeah.
You need to hear what I'm saying. A lot of times when we're being healed, watch this, we mistake healing for destiny.
Yeah.
And some, when you're going through healing, you're not in destiny. Oh, God.
No, it's not a final destination.
You're in process. You're in process.
That's right.
So be encouraged tonight to know that because you're in the cocoon, that destiny, when you break forth, destiny is there. You don't have to hope you're in destiny. When you break through, God knows
you will
exactly
arrived.
Where to land you. You arrive. Ah,
that's
hallelujah.
It.
Amen. That's my one.
That's amazing. I love you guys tonight. God bless you. Until the next time we talk to you, you are blessed. And don't forget it.
Amen.
Amen.